This is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent from the Wildcat Extension District. While visiting his favorite bar, Cheers, Mr. Norm Peterson was quoted saying, "Well, I never met a beer I didn't drink." Many Americans share the same feelings about the drink as Norm did. The website, usbreweryguide.com, lists 44 different breweries just in Kansas. No matter the size of the company, all of them use grains to produce their products, and while doing so, produce byproducts. These WBG byproducts cannot be used for human consumption, but they could be used as a protein and energy source for livestock. The grains are usually barley, but occasionally corn or rice. Wet brewer's grains, or WBGs, from large breweries have been used in livestock feed for years, and the nutrient content of those byproducts are well understood. The protein, fiber, and energy concentration of WBGs make them a suitable supplement in both ruminant and non-ruminant diets. However, because of the protein concentration and high fiber concentration, it may be more beneficial in a ruminant diet to support rumen function and animal production. Little is known about the WBGs from microbreweries, which can be normally acquired at a reduced or no cost. A study done in Illinois looked at 26 WBG samples taken from just one microbrewery. These samples were spent grains from the production of multiple types of beers. The moisture content varied from 68 to 80%. The crude protein ranged from 15 to 23%. The acid detergent fiber, or ADF, ranged from 9 to 25%, and there was a large variant in the calcium and phosphorus content. The WBG replaced 7.2% of the corn silage, and dried distiller's grain in a finishing ration for the study. The researchers found that these small amounts of WBGs added in the diet of finishing calves can support the desired growth and performance. However, the study showed a trend of these calves having decreased marbling scores and lower tenderness. But the researchers noted the need for more information to find out why there were carcass differences. Given the nutrient content of wet brewer's grain, it can be utilized in many different ways to supply nutrients to livestock. But there are a few concerns. The moisture content can cause a storage issue. If it's not consumed in a certain amount of time, it will spoil faster in the summer or freeze solid during the winter. The variation in nutrient composition could cause an issue, so it's suggested to consistently test the WBGs for nutrient content, including minerals. It's also recommended to have a nutritionist review the nutrient analysis reports and provide recommendations based on your operations goals. So the next time you walk into your favorite drinking establishment, a place where everybody knows your name, it may be worth asking what they do with their spent grains. If you need help getting a sample analyzed or nutritional information, give me a call at the Wildcat Extension District, 620-784-5337.